Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. A year and a half ago, I told you that Amazon is a good buy based on the maximum risk there and a good reward of 2x from the 90 stock price there after a 50% decline. And that was November 8, 2022. And fast forward a year and a half, this has doubled. So this 2x was completely correct. And now we are in a situation where we have to see whether Amazon now is a buy, a hold, or a sell at the market cap of closely to 2 trillion and a P ratio of 60. What I want to discuss is not whether you will sell it or not, but whether it fits your portfolio and how much of it could fit your portfolio. If we look at the numbers, Amazon is Amazon. They just keep on growing, 14, 15% sales growth, great numbers. Over the year, again, 12%, reaching almost 600 billion in revenues, which are stellar revenues. Still, most exposure to North America. So, okay, nothing wrong with that. But if there is a more recession type weather there, then it might be slowing down a little bit. But they have focused on starting to improve that operating income and cash flows. And therefore, you see this 13 billion for the last quarter in operating income, going to 36 billion for the trailing 12 months. Profits have been created there as they are not overspending to deliver that box during the pandemic in the next second. So plenty of cash floating around there. And I think that when it comes to profits, Amazon could easily now make 30, 40 billion of profits, which is important for later for valuation. If we look at segment results, North America getting profitable, sales going up, everything looks great. Amazon Web Services also very profitable. And international, not yet profitable, but improving and also still growing. So Amazon is Amazon. They're just doing their thing. And now they have decided to optimize free cash flows. They started telling about that a year, 2 years ago. And here you go, 36 billion. As I told you, this will likely grow to 40 billion going forward, and that is then a great deal. However, I have to discuss here something. This is common shares outstanding and stock-based awards outstanding. How much is the management rewarding itself there? And this is now very, very important. If you read this, long-term goal, efficiently managing dilution, so that there is no dilution. But if I look at this, the number of stocks increased by 1.5%, which means that at the market cap of 2 billion, that is 30 billion of buybacks just to manage dilution. Of course, when the market cap was 1 billion, that was 15 billion of buybacks. But this is now a very, very significant thing, because if they start to manage dilution, it will cost 30 billion a year that they are rewarding themselves with stock-based awards. This is something very, very important to think about, because over time, yes, the stock is wherever it was. Bezos might be one of the richest on the last Fortune list of rich people. But with this, it means that all the net income created, or half of it, could go to management, which then again means that the P ratio of 62 might not hold it, despite the great business Amazon is. So to me now, it's getting risky, especially with the dilution comment. I would not say that it cannot go higher, but I would say that it can go a little bit lower, and therefore you have to balance that correctly in your portfolio. Now, is Amazon a relative buy? No. At a P ratio of 60,
with the dilution, yes, they are growing 10%, but they are also diluting, I would say no with those numbers. Absolutely, by if the growth slows down, then it will be a better buy. It is Amazon, but it is not the Amazon of 10, 15 years ago. They are now a huge company, so it will get harder and harder to just continue to grow. But it's still Amazon. Miracles could still be happening, so I'm not going to say anything against that. Margin of safety, as I told you, when the market cap was close to 1 trillion, at that point, it looked like it cannot go cheaper because of the infrastructure, because of the earnings potential. Then you were buying such a growth company at a P ratio of 20, not 60, which is a huge difference. So my opinion on a portfolio would be to reduce. I would have already closed it 50% ago, but that's value investing. You're always too early and always too early to exit. You leave the last dollar to whomever wants to chase that because of the risk. Unfortunately, I hope you made your last dollar on Amazon already.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.